Hello, everyone. I'm Monica Reinagle, the Nutrition Diva, here with your quick and dirty tips for eating well and feeling fabulous. This week's show is a bit longer than usual because we're tackling a big topic, whether it's unnatural for humans to drink the milk of other animals or to drink milk beyond infancy. I recently got a note from Diane, who was upset with me for supporting the consumption of dairy products. "No human should be consuming milk after they've been weaned from their mother's breast," she wrote. "It is completely unnatural. Cow's milk is intended only for baby cows, and it's cruel to take the milk away from the calves for whom it is clearly intended." "Need calcium?" she continued. "Milk, which may contribute to osteoporosis and numerous other health issues, is the last place you should be getting it." Now, before I respond to Diane's remarks, I first just want to repeat something that I've said many times before. Drinking milk is not necessary for good nutrition or for strong bones, and I completely support anyone who decides, for whatever reason, that they don't want to consume it. If you've decided you don't want to drink milk, I'm not going to try to talk you into it. If, on the other hand, you ask me about the benefits or the risks of dairy or of any other food, I will try to give you a balanced and evidence-based answer so that you can base your decision on good information. Now, I've certainly heard these arguments against drinking milk before. Maybe you've heard them too. Maybe you've made these arguments. Often, there's a lot of emotion involved in this discussion, which can make it hard to have a productive conversation about this issue, but I'd really like to try. Although they are often all jumbled together, there are actually three completely different arguments being presented here. Number one, drinking milk is unnatural. Number two, drinking milk is unhealthy. Number three, drinking milk is cruel. It's possible to accept or reject any one of these arguments without accepting or rejecting them all. So let's consider them one by one. First of all, is drinking milk unnatural? I would submit that the natural world does not operate with intention, nor is it all that attached to a plan. In fact, some of nature's greatest hits are the results of random errors and unintended consequences. Nature also doesn't care about right or wrong, or whether something is fair or ethical or cruel. All nature cares about is what works. If a bird lays an egg and that egg hatches into a baby bird, which matures and lays another egg, that works for nature. But if instead that egg is stolen out of the nest by a hungry raccoon who goes on to reproduce, well, that works too. Nature isn't rooting for the bird any more than it's rooting for the raccoon. In fact, if nature were actually capable of rooting for anything, it would probably hope that just enough eggs would be stolen to ensure plenty of baby raccoons and plenty of baby birds. To the extent that consuming dairy enhanced the survival and reproduction of prehistoric humans, who then committed resources to enhancing the survival and reproduction of dairy animals, the fact that humans learned to use the milk of other species has worked out pretty well for nature. So much so that some branches of the human family have evolved to continue to produce milk-digesting enzymes throughout adulthood. This objection to things that are not natural also seems to be somewhat selective. If you are willing to switch on a light after the sun goes down, use an alarm clock to wake you up, get in a jet plane and catapult yourself across three or four time zones in a few hours, run long distances without anything chasing you, or take a vitamin pill, then you're doing quite a few things that are arguably a lot less natural than drinking milk. The fact is, mother's milk contains nutrients that benefit animals other than that mother's babies, and it would be unnatural for those other animals to ignore that discovery. So, is drinking milk unhealthy? Well, just about anything can be consumed in quantities or contexts that make it harmful. But are dairy products bad for you when they're consumed in the context of a balanced and nutritious diet? Do they cause heart disease, osteoporosis, cancer, or other diseases? Now, Diane specifically mentioned a correlation between dairy consumption and osteoporosis. I devoted an entire episode to this question, and as I pointed out in that show, just because two things occur simultaneously does not mean that one thing causes the other. And in this case, there are several much more likely explanations for why these populations might have higher rates of osteoporosis, including their genetics, activity levels, and many other aspects of diet and lifestyle. When we compare people within these populations instead of across them, milk and dairy consumption is associated with better bone health, which makes sense because milk is an excellent source of absorbable calcium, vitamin D, and other nutrients that help to build strong bones. Others have claimed that drinking milk causes breast cancer, and this is based mostly on animal or test tube studies, as well as observations gleaned from a single, highly unrepresentative population. As I discussed in my episode on diet and breast cancer, dozens of studies, several of them involving thousands of human subjects, have investigated the possible relationship between dairy consumption and breast cancer. And researchers have failed to find a consistent link between dairy consumption and breast cancer. In a few of the studies, dairy consumption was actually linked to a slight reduction of risk. Look, if you're trying to build a case against milk or dairy, you can sift through the scientific literature and find individual studies that suggest a link between dairy intake and various diseases. Look a bit further, and you're likely to find other studies finding that dairy consumption reduces the risk of those same diseases. And you'll find lots of articles in the Nutrition Diva archives taking a closer look at many of these concerns. But when you step back and look at the literature as a whole, not to mention the evolutionary history of our species, it's hard to make a case that dairy products are uniquely harmful to humans. You can build a healthy diet with or without dairy products. And of course, the opposite is also true. Whether the nutritional or the culinary benefits outweigh the potential risks is going to come down to individual judgment, and that will probably be heavily influenced by which sources of information you choose to consider. It may also depend on your individual health concerns and priorities. Eliminating milk from your diet may clear up your acne, but reduce your chances of getting pregnant, for example. Whatever you choose, you'll have my full support. My support, however, does not extend to tolerating false or misleading information. The third argument against consuming dairy is that dairy farming is cruel or unethical, and obviously this is a moral or philosophical question. I'm obviously not a professional ethicist, but even the experts struggle with this. Some might argue that the inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is not limited to humans, but extends equally to all living things, and that keeping dairy cows is morally equivalent to keeping slaves. Others might feel that it's okay to take a cow's milk in exchange for providing its food and shelter and medical care, but only as long as the cows are being treated well. Given the limitations of cross-species communication, not to mention intra-species communication, there's a lot of room for debate over what constitutes a good life for a cow. Come to think of it, there's a fair amount of debate over what's a good life for humans. We're all going to have to come to our own conclusions on this question as well. And once again, this will probably be heavily influenced by what sources of information we consider. Personally, I welcome the increased focus on animal welfare and the mounting demand for more humane treatment of agricultural animals. For example, there's now a growing movement in the dairy industry to keep calves with the mother cows until they are weaned. And this certainly seems to be a step in the right direction in terms of balancing the rights and the welfare of the cows and the humans who benefit, either financially or nutritionally, from the milk that the cows produce. To the extent that I consume animal products, I go out of my way to identify and support producers who treat their livestock well. But I recognize that others believe strongly that there is no way to consume animal products without cruelty. But if you want to convince others that drinking milk is morally indefensible, I'd stay away from arguments about it being unnatural to drink milk, because that logic just doesn't hold up very well under scrutiny. Similarly, assertions that milk is unhealthy or causes disease are easy to refute, or at least counter, with hard evidence. Both of these flawed arguments end up diverting attention away from the important conversation that can and should be had about whether using animals for food is or can be made ethically acceptable. As always, I look forward to hearing your thoughts. You'll find a transcript of today's show along with links to a lot of related episodes on our website at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And you can leave your comments there or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I hope to hear from you. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.